Revelation Revealed, Part 4, Section 28, The Scroll and the Lamb, Revelation Chapter 5, Verses 6 through 10. Last time we got into verse 6, I'll just finish it here. Verse 6 reads, "Then I saw a lamb looking as if he had been slain," of course that's Jesus, "standing in the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders." Notice that Jesus is standing in the middle of the throne. Obviously, this throne cannot look like an earthly type of seat, chair, or throne that we can imagine. This is a heavenly throne, a spiritual throne, has no resemblance to an earthly throne. The number one thing we should take from this is that Jesus is seated at the right hand of God right now, meaning he's in a place of authority with God the Father, and this is what is pictured in this verse. "He has seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into the earth." Now, the seven spirits of God here, the seven eyes are the seven spirits of God. It clearly states seven spirits of God, as I understand them now, and as I've said before, are seven distinct spirits before the throne. They have a particular role to play in the angelic world. A lot of prophetic futurists and even non-prophetic futurists believe this should be interpreted the sevenfold spirit of God, and they back up their thinking with Isaiah 11:2. The Greek does not say sevenfold Spirit of God. It says seven spirits of God. That's how I interpret it. The seven horns, I'm not sure how to interpret it. Most people understand that to be representative of the authority that Jesus has. Verse 7, "He came and took the scroll from the right hand of him," meaning God the Father, "who sat on the throne." Does God have a right hand? God is spirit, according to Jesus in John 4. Do spirits have right hands? Well, I'll let you decide that. Verse 8, "And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints." So they were holding bowls. Are these literal bowls? Well, that's what John saw. And in these bowls was the prayers of the saints. Now, this is really speculative. There has been all sorts of opinions on what these prayers are. Some say it is the prayers of the martyred saints we saw in chapter 6. Some say it's the unanswered prayers of people who have prayed throughout the ages. It seems to me that these prayers have something to do with the scroll. So I believe these prayers have something to do with the 7-year tribulation. It might well be the prayers of the martyred saints. Incense in the Old Testament is always associated with prayers, and that's why we see the incense here. Now, it seems to me that we have musical instruments in the heavenly realm. Angels, or at least some, play some kind of musical instruments. We see harps here, and we've seen trumpets. Verse 9, "And they sang a new song." This is a song that John had never heard. Here's the song. "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open the seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God." We need to understand something, that eternity will show the cross in the nail prints in his hands and the spear print in his side. Jesus' appearance has been eternally altered because he loved us so much. Jesus is not who he was before his incarnation. He was spirit with God so united with God that he was inseparable with his Father prior to incarnation. The incarnation created a separateness to God that never existed prior to the conception, his conception within Mary. Jesus maintains that separateness with scars in his hands through all of eternity. When you see Jesus in eternity, you shake his hands, you will feel those scars. Now, as I've said before, the book of Revelation has more textual problems than any other book in the Bible. There are many variations of manuscripts, and we see a problem here in verse 10 and actually verse 9. It says, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God. The NIV says men for God. The King James says you purchased us for God. Us meaning the four living creatures and the elders. Well, probably due to the fact that the four living creatures, at least, weren't purchased by the blood of Jesus because they're angelic beings, the NIV could not use the word us. And it continues, from every tribe and language and people and nation. So God has purchased men from every tribe, people, and nation, not just the Jews, even though the Jews are important and have prophetic significance. Verse 10, you have made them to be a kingdom and priests, or as I believe it should say, a kingdom of priests, meaning representatives of God to the nations, and they will reign on earth. So verse 10 says, you have purchased them, meaning men, that we saw in verse 9. The King James says, you have purchased us. And again, remember who's singing this song. It's the four living creatures and the 24 elders. The four living creatures weren't purchased by Jesus' blood. If the 24 elders are human beings in death who are in the heavenlies, well, in that sense, they were purchased with the blood of Jesus, but the four living creatures weren't. I prefer the NIV in this situation over the King James Version.